Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So, Andy's like, well, I want to talk about the shrine. Okay, well, I want to preface this by saying that we are all aware of how culturally sensitive of an issue this is that we chose to exploit for episode after episode after episode after episode. And it was a story that we wish we didn't have to tell, which is why, again, we foisted it on America for 14 weeks in a row.
Let's do it again in a completely non-exploitive way. Let's play Go Osu, okay? Now, that's where everybody closes their eyes, and one person says, Osu, and then another person says, Osu, until you find the Osu, okay? And then we all beat them up and call them witches. All right, let's start. Can we not?
They are like, it's just funny that now all of a sudden Bravo is going to pretend to be sensitive around this topic when they spent weeks upon weeks upon weeks mining it for drama and putting it in trailers and like turning it into a thing. And now they're like, well, this is a very sensitive thing, so let's be very careful when we talk about it. So
they put up a number at the end. If you or anybody you know has been accused of Osuism, please call this number. Yeah, they're very like suddenly we're sensitive. I didn't realize it was that sensitive a thing until further into the season. But you're right. The whole like, let's talk about how sensitive we are. Go, Wendy. What do you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, of course you wouldn't know how sensitive of a topic it was because Bravo did not indicate that whatsoever. It was just like, they just sort of said, oh, you know, like Osu are, you know, people who are just like untouchable or something like that.
Well, but it wasn't like no one's explained it still, really.
Right. So, but now Bravo's like, wait a second, we want to actually like now Bravo's trying to pivot, basically. So Wendy is like Andy says, well, what production told me is that you didn't seem excited by the idea of NECA coming on the show. Because he actually breaks the fourth wall and says that with casting wanted NECA to come on the show through Wendy. Like, they wanted NECA to be like Wendy's friend that she's bringing to the circle. And that when production reached out to Wendy about the idea, Wendy was like, no thanks.
So Wendy's like, okay, well, I wasn't excited, not because I didn't want to on the show. It's just that I don't know her. I don't know the girl. I just don't know the girl. And NECA's like, well, yeah, but I have stated that I had met Wendy and that I had a conversation with her because I have. And that's the truth. And that's all I really said. She goes, no, you stated that you knew me. And she goes, I said I met you. So what's the big deal? Like, do you listen carefully or do you just talk a lot? Because you're not listening. Like, NECA, this is like her big moment. And yeah. Then Wendy's like, oh, you angry? You so angry? Why are you so angry? Why are you so hostile towards me? Have I been hostile towards you? Have I been hostile towards... I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, you have actually the whole been. Fucking season you have. But also, let's not jump all over Ashley. Who's the one who started this? Why is nobody jumping on Ashley?
That's what
Ashley started this whole thing. You guys fell for it, ran with it the whole season, and she's still sitting there getting away with it.
She gets away. Yes. So so NECA's like, you've been lying all day. You're like, what are you talking about? And when he's like, I haven't lied once. So NECA says, okay, well, that's hostility when you're lying. Okay, because I met her for an event for Umo Igbo, the final concert, and I met you at a private VIP, and maybe less than 20 people, maybe 20 people, 10 people. And so Andy's like, yeah, well, Wendy, sometimes for us, if two people have met a few times, in our mind, it's like, oh, they know each other. They met at events. Like, honestly, even if just one of them is just light to post from the other person, that's enough for us to say, like, they're kind of best friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so basically, Wendy is holding on to this. Well, she was using me because she said that she knew me and she didn't know me. But that's not what happened. We all saw the show, and NECA said very clearly multiple times, I don't know her. I've met her, but I don't really know her.
Yeah.
I've talked to her once or twice. That's it. And it's just so weird to me that it's the exact same storyline that Wendy was caught up with on her first season when she insisted that she knew Karen, and Karen said she didn't know her. And Wendy spent the whole season being so offended that anyone would treat her like this when all she said was that she knew Karen from being on a board together of a charity. Well, that's knowing her. I mean, come on. Like, how can you be like this just a couple years later? You're this much of a fucking hypocrite about it.
And I wish this question had been asked instead of about Wisconsin, you know, or to Wendy, because I think that's a really important thing to bring up. And so then NECA
bring it up. I mean, it's not that long ago.
It seemed they honestly, I feel like they kind of rushed through the segment. I feel like they got so much feedback that the audience was so sick of the Shrine stuff that they wanted to just kind of like move through this, which actually annoyed me because I'm like, you made us sit through endless episodes about the Shrine fight. And then when it finally comes time to be like, okay, well, they're going to figure this all out at the reunion, that Ashley is the one who poisoned the well and we have this whole situation. Now let's get this all sorted out. And it's like a 5-minute thing and we move on. It's like, you made us sit through the entire season and then you're just going to put like a little bow on it after, you know, for 5 minutes on this, you have a 3-part reunion. And this is like, this is as much time as this gets. It just actually kind of annoyed me.
Because Wendy didn't start off the season being snotty with NECA. She wasn't being uncool to her at all. She was like, oh, hi, you know? Like, she wasn't being overly friendly because she didn't know the girl. But she wasn't being a snot to her until Ashley started all this shit, you know? So.
Right. Ashley goes and tells Wendy that NECA's calling her Osu. And then Wendy probably synthesizes that or like, says, okay, I'm taking that piece of information. And then I find out she's trying to use me to get on the show. And then the moment I'm like not helpful, she calls me Osu, which is hugely taboo. And then she probably tells her mom, and her mom's like, you know, fuck this girl, da 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 da. But all of it is set in motion by Ashley. And she really does not get her, like, is really not confronted.
Yeah. Oh, you froze. Are you still here? Oh, no. Did we lose each other?
We're losing it. Oh, okay. Are we back?
You're back. Yeah. You see, I'm plugged you can't in. Talk about Osu. It ruins the whole thing.
I know. I wasn't even.
Man. You even mentioned it the whole
time. I wasn't talking about Osu. I was talking about Ohio State University, everyone. Just want to clarify.
I also live there, Andy. I also live there. So let's talk about Ohio now. Sorry. We're done with that segment. So, the Osu stuff, I think, came from blogs after the first season of Wendy being on the show. Because I remember all that stuff coming out in the blogs and then them kind of bringing it up on the show, but then not getting too into it. So, I mean, it's just kind of frustrating. I guess that I get that it's a culturally sensitive thing, and I'm not going to pretend that I know what that would even be like. But they brought it up on the show so many times. I want to know what it is. Like, I want to know the tribal gossip. Like, remember how in the beginning of the show, when Wendy first came on, we found out that Eddie's family doesn't speak to Wendy, and that Wendy's family were chiefs, and there's like all this tribal goss. Like, there is really good gossip on the show, and we don't fucking get it because they can't talk about it. And it's not fair. You can't bring all this beautiful gossip, especially when it's a land that I know nothing about. It's like a whole new world to me. Of hearing all of these, you know, it's a whole new set. You know what I mean? It's like political intrigue. And you're not going to tell me ever how many seasons of this am I going to have to sit through? And you guys don't tell me one thing. You drop little breadcrumbs about all of this beautiful gossip and I get nothing. I say, fire them all.
Well, we find out, oddly enough, that NECA was originally recruited to be on Married to Medicine. But then she wound up on Potomac because Lebet. Sort of, I guess, I don't know, they reached out to, I don't know, but she was just recruited for that. She wound up on Potomac instead. So then Andy basically is like, so, you know, can you tell us what does it mean to be Osu? So Wendy basically turns to Ashley and is like, well, Ashley, you brought it to this platform. What does it mean? And so NECA's like, well, I'll explain. And then she's like, no, I want Ashley to explain, because she wants to make Ashley feel bad for butting her nose into something that she shouldn't have, which was good too. But I actually was like, I would have liked NECA to have explained it personally rather than like Ashley. Because of course Ashley's like, well, I have never tried to misrepresent that I know what Osu means. Because like, I know it's something that's culturally sensitive.
but I never said that I know what it is, which is why I gossiped about it in the beginning of the season.
So then, of course, we are now cut off and don't get an explanation for it, which you're right, sucks. So then Andy's like, well, what was your intention of bringing it up? And Candace is like, and why wouldn't you bring it up to Wendy? And Ashley is like,
well, it was just something that had been brought to my attention prior to me meeting NECA. So, I mean, it was brought up again, and that's why I talked about it.
And Wendy's like, oh, wow, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? Well, yeah, she heard some fucking gossip. She doesn't like you. And so she wanted to bring the gossip up on national television. Are you new here? What do you think she brought it up? She brought it up to shame your ass, okay? Now, can we talk about what it means? I'm dying over here.
Well, I was actually surprised because NECA says that she doesn't feel like any of them are competent enough to really speak about it appropriately, which that made me actually, I mean, I'm going to go research after this. I'm going to do some, you know, internet reading because I'm now very fascinated by it. But I was also surprised that NECA felt she wasn't competent enough to talk about it.
I'm not competent enough to talk about 80% of the shit that comes out of my mouth. Who cares? I do it anyway. Okay. Just keep talking. I don't need your competency. I need the goss. So, NECA's like, yeah, look, you're asking what it means and not disparaging you. Just none of us really have the bandwidth to talk about it, you know? And I don't even feel comfortable saying what it is because I don't want to get it wrong. And so Giselle's like, is this a bad thing? And Ike says, yeah, it's taboo and it's something we don't talk about it. And so NECA and Wendy agreed that you don't discuss it. And Wendy's like, yeah, we don't talk about it. And there's a reason it shouldn't be talked about on this platform. And honestly, Ashley, I don't want to hear anything else from you. Because if you knew how taboo it is, you would not say anything else. And you would just say, I'm sorry, and move on. So that's pretty much the end of that one.
And Ashley's like, yeah, but she's like, but I'm not going to fall on the sword for what followed subsequently. It's like, well, but you should, because you told Wendy that NECA was accusing her of being Osu, when we see in the conversation that NECA was just clarifying what Osu was, not accusing Wendy of it at all.
Right. And Ashley's still doing it. She still just did it right now. And she's like, well, it was brought up again, insinuating that that is in fact what NECA did, when it's not. Fucking messy ass Ashley. So then Andy's like, well, okay, NECA has apologized for referring to your mom as a witch, which is unlike everybody else for referring to Dot as a witch. But that's different. This is different. They meant figuratively. And she's like, well, I don't need anything from her. We can just coexist and move forward. You know, just take accountability and move on. And so then NECA's like, well, you're the one who can't move on and take accountability because I've apologized, you know, and Andy just even stated it. And I was just so excited to be, you know, on a cast with another Nigerian person, you know, and then, you know, you just kept attacking me. And instead of like having phone calls, you know, you're just over there spreading lies.
Yeah, and she goes, all season long, she had no energy for Ashley, never confronting Ashley about, like, the Osu thing, and she's trying to ice me out of this group, trying to ice me out in front of the entire world, and Mia's like, yeah, but, like, don't you all think you guys will ever be friends, because you're just, like, all, you're, like, your sisters, your Igbo sisters, you know, can't you just, like, kick it together, you know, which is funny, because it reminds me of, like, when I first came out of the closet and I had so many like well-intentioned female friends who were like, oh my God, you're gay. I know a gay person. You guys will be best friends because you're both gay. You're like, yeah. Well, it doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah.
But they agree to coexist.
Or not even best friends. Like, oh my God, you're gay. I have a life partner for you. Here he is.
Yeah. So Andy's like, all right. By the way, did we miss the part where Wendy took back the part about, calling her a crackhead, or did that already happen, or is that going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe we skipped over it, but she did say, okay, well, I apologize for calling you a crackhead then. Something like that. At some point she said that.
Yeah.
But also, so, I think NECA has a good point here. You know, even after Wendy saw the show airing, she still went with the narrative that NECA was saying that she was Osu.
Exactly.
Like, Wendy still went with that, you know? So.
Yeah. And also, like, I would have liked to have been like, but, you know, could we have also pressed Wendy on the fact that her mom didn't really deny making this phone call and that NECA had a valid reason for feeling frustrated or feeling like this lady is coming for me? Like, it's just shocking to me that there was no way to get a resolution on this fight. Like, I feel like it was, once all the footage is laid out, like, it's so obvious the areas where there were misunderstandings and where people were like Ashley were pitting these two against each other, and I just was shocked that they were not able to resolve it.
Yeah, because even if you leave the Osu stuff out of it, she was accused of the mom making a call and threatening, and so why wasn't that discussed? And I think it's all hidden behind this, well, we can't talk about the parents. Well, we can't talk about this, and we can't, and that's cultural. Well, it's a housewife show. You still have to talk about this shit, especially
she if was on camera. A huge
part of the season. You can't just be like, we're not going to talk about it. It's like literally the only interesting thing that happened this season, and that was at the beginning of the season. I thought it was going to be a good season. I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. I've never seen anything like this on Housewives. I loved it. Now, granted, is that ignorant? Sure, because I didn't know how serious it was and everything else. But there is always serious stuff on The Housewives that they somehow make it entertaining, and they keep talking about it. I don't like this whole, like, well, now we can't talk about my mom because it's my mom. They just showed your mom in a scene completely blowing up your spot about how she was... you making it sound like she had some life-threatening thing in the hospital when it wasn't. And then you saying, and mom, you know you didn't call her. And her mom being like, oh, well, if I did call, it was just to say it's easier to make friends than enemies or something like that. I mean, come on, have the discussion. This is ridiculous, like pussyfooting around it. And if you can't, if it's too much of a pussyfoot thing to talk about your mom when your mom is making messy calls, then don't be here. Don't bring your mom on the show.
Right, because your mom went on TV and shot a scene where she said her piece. Yeah. So I think that is fair. And if other moms can get thrown into the fire, if like Candy's mom, if MJ's mom, if other so many other people's moms
can get roasted. Dot's purse had its own segment.
Yeah, what about Candace's mom right there? So anyway, Andy's like, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break. And Kiana will be joining us. We just have to check to see if she's out of that bathroom yet. And we'll be right back. Thanks, husbands.
Can someone please ask Kay if she's got diarrhea and how she's feeling? I don't want to get in trouble later. So we're back.
All right. Yeah, we're back. We're back. And we're here, and Kiarna has joined us. Hi there, Kiarna. Wow, well, a lot of confusion about your name. Is your name pronounced Kiarna, or is it Stephanie? She's like, like, literally no one has had confusion about my name, and people just call me Kay. Who has confusion about Kiarna's name? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I've never heard that. So it's, like, to be honest, just kind of boring. Kay is only out here because she had a on-air physical altercation with Deborah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be here. So we have a lot of questions like, wow, how'd you meet these people? And she's like, I really love these people. They're so nice. Oh, wow. Who do you like the best? Oh, I like them the best. Fascinating stuff. Okay, so let's get down to the argument. So basically, we find out that Wendy didn't want them bringing on NECA. I mean, this kind of insinuated that she's like, why were you bringing on NECA when I'm trying to bring on my real friend? You know, why bring on this lady who just says she's my friend? And so they start talking about the trip and how no one checked on her diarrhea.
And so then they accuse Giselle of checking on Kiarna's diarrhea as a device to, I guess, to win her over against in the ongoing war with Wendy and Candace.
Isn't that why any of us do anything nice? So people will think that we're nice. Not to stand up for Giselle here, but this is not the worst of Giselle's crimes. So then they're saying, you know, well, Wendy, how do you feel about Wendy saying she's your friend when we have footage of Wendy walking through the resort or the house saying, I'm not sharing a room with Kiarna? And Wendy's like, but none of us had to share a room. So why would I say that I'm going to share a room with her? Because we all had our own room. And so Andy's like, oh, good point. And then Giselle and Robin are muttering over to themselves that they didn't know they all had their own room yet. And so Wendy was being an asshole. But whatever, let's just let Wendy get away with it.
Yeah. So
Wendy not want to share a room with a girl with diarrhea.
All right, well, let's move on to a Wendy segment. This is probably where Wendy will apologize about calling NECA a crackhead now that I think about it. But anyway, Wendy, every year we see you embark on a new endeavor from teaching to candles to teaching candles things and then realizing that candles can't be taught things because they're not actual people. And also opening up restaurants and having a talk show with candles. So Question, have you found your niche, or will this one fizzle out like a one-wick candle in the wind?
So this was a Wendy segment, and I'm sorry. I know I'm just bored. I'm bored with Wendy. Like, I've been pushed too far on the boredom scale.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
So while this segment was going on, I went to her YouTube again. And actually, I like her YouTube show. I think it's pretty good. But Wendy's, last time we talked about it was probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, right? I went to the YouTube channel. It had 19,000 subscribers, and now it has 20,000 subscribers. That's bad in like 4 weeks. I don't think people are very interested in her YouTube channel. Now, that said, if you're not watching it, you should, because it's actually, I know I just slammed Wendy, but it's actually good. You guys should go watch it. But I just thought that was bad. If you're on a national TV show, it's been like 4 weeks and you only got like 1,000 people going to sign up for it. It's not looking good for Wendy.
Well, so she is saying that
she should start a candle channel. You know what people love talking about? Fucking candles. Have you?
They do love candles.
People love, girls love talking about candles. There, I said it. Okay.
It's true. It's true. Well, so she's basically saying that she still does her candle business, and she goes, we ship out orders every single day. I'm like, who are you shipping those candles to?
Ones.
Are you shipping
them to Eddie? Ones of what is.
I know. So, but she says that she thinks this will be her last year of teaching because her kids are growing up and she's like missing moments and like she doesn't want to miss any more moments. And Andy's like, well, Wendy,
I think it's a reality star and do influencer work and not go to fucking school and teach is what she wants.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her. You know, just say that. Don't blame the kids. Just say, I don't want to go. You know who's rude to you? Students. That's who. I'm fucking sick of students being rude to my ass. Okay. I'm not taking this shit anymore. I can sell candles and do a YouTube show. Why the hell am I going to wake up and go to school tomorrow? Okay.
Well, we got a lot of questions about you calling me a slow. Victoria from Falls says, Wendy, I think it was a little cruel of you to call her slow, especially as an educator and someone who talks about female empowerment. Listen, okay, first of all, Mia's the same person who said living in North Carolina and Maryland was the bi-coastal lifestyle. Case dismissed. She's a little slow. She's as fast as the buffering on my videos. I'll just put it that way.
Andy, she's the human embodiment of a spinning beach ball. What do you want me to say?
Well, I just think that we have to be like mindful of buzzwords, you know? I'm like, I don't think slow is a buzzword.
Slow is not a buzzword, you ding dong.
No, I meant bi-coastal.
So, sisters from Providence, Rhode Island said, Wendy, you like to hold yourself to a high standard, but you can go just as low as anyone else on this cast. Not only calling me a slow, but also calling NECA a crackhead. And
that's where it is.
Yeah, there we go. So she's like, whatever. Well, the crackhead comment, okay. That was after constant comments about calling my mother a witch. So that was that. But I am sorry. I am sorry. And I'm sorry for calling. Yeah, I'm sorry for calling NECA a crackhead. And she's like, so Mia goes, well, she also calls me a pathological liar. You are a pathological liar. Girl, you're not just going to get off from everything today, okay? I'm sorry about Gordon's news, but you still get to show up and do the reunion like everybody else. You're crazy.
I know. And everyone is like, Mia, you are literally a liar. Andy goes, yeah, I mean, by the way, Candace, you called Mia Miss B. Lying. And Candace is like, yes, I said Mia's name is Mia B. Lying. Mia's like, well, Candace be crying. Because she knows Candace be crying. So they're like, all right, I think it's time to go to a commercial. So now we come back, and now we have an Ashley segment. I mean, isn't this wild? We have Ashley's segment, like, deep into the third episode of the reunion. So,
there you go. And this season, we saw you venture out on your own and do literally nothing. You got a house, and you made some sweats. Congratulations. So, are you ever going to sign the dotted line on your divorce? Let's take a look at Ashley.
Episode 3 is always for the most dramatic stories.
That's what I'm saying.
And we've got Ashley and we've got Wendy having a YouTube channel. I mean, the show is in dire straits.
Yeah, it's just wild at this. So,
I don't even but care. I think they were. Let's just move past this because it's ridiculous. Ashley's storyline is fucking ridiculous. She's still fucking with Michael. Everybody knows it. And now she's saying, well, I love Michael. I love that man. I mean, I massage his feet every night. And they're like, massage? And she goes, oh, no, there's a D at the end. Massage, duh. Because now I finally realized he's a narcissism. And they're like, oh, God. So now she's finally realized Michael's a narcissist. So she's dating a dude who doesn't want kids or marriage. And it's all sounding great.
So I think the reason why they put Ashley's segment so deep is that way they could segue from GNA into the fight, right? So he's like, well, they're asking, beach ball from, is it okay? Is bottom tier version of a ball says, Ashley, do you think what Mia said about you in the DR?
Wow. This has been a pretty controversial recap so far, but for you to come after beach balls, I'm already going to be getting it today. I already feel it.
I'm trying to save us. Now the beach ball lobby is going to come after me because I just had a hot take out of nowhere. I don't know what happened. I think because you said spinning wheel, and then I was thinking beach balls, and then
boom. All right.
But they are kind of a bottom tier ball.
The question is about the fight. Okay, so what are we going to do about it, everybody?
Well, first, Andy's asking about GNA, and also he's like, by the way, like, who here felt like it was giving Lululemon meet Savage? And everyone's like, no. He's like, who here thought it was like She by Sheree? They're like, look, kind of like going to the store. Going to the store to try to catch a man or have a booty call.
Andy, when I say those clothes look like they were jizzed all over, I mean it figuratively and literally. All right. And so they're all like, those clothes are trash, basically. And someone says, it's like someone going to the grocery store off the street or something. And they're like, oh, that's what we're going for. And so they're like, oh, then it's success. Everything's great. Okay, now let's talk about the fight. So Ashley's like, well, as we've all seen in a very unfortunate turn of events, what is this, a Lemony Snicket episode? Get to it, Ashley. Flowering it
so,
up.
So, all right, Kiana, what was the sequence of events that led to your injury? And if diarrhea is involved, you can skip past that part.
All right, sure. Well, essentially, there was just like trying to like de-escalate the situation, and Deborah clearly came in with the intent to have this like moment, and like, I don't know Deborah, and I've never seen Deborah before, but essentially like Wendy's like really like the ones like trying to de-escalate it, and like what happens, like she didn't see it, but her proximity was actually in my space, which doesn't really make sense, but anyway, Candace is like sexy dancing over there on the side of the stage, and like she's in like my personal space, so yeah, it was like I felt this like escalating, and then like the behavior was like direct and it was like aggressive, so like yeah.
I was like, okay, thanks for the clarity.
Yeah, so that was Kirana saying all that. So, and then Andy's like, okay, well, this incident was caught by bystanders and ended up on TMZ. So, although we didn't show the altercation, many people have seen the footage. And in the footage, you can be seen throwing punches after Deborah throws a drink on you. What was that about? And she's like, well, I was assaulted. So, someone hit me in the head with a glass, which is a deadly weapon. So, yeah. And then Candace is like, and she split her face. And she's like, yeah, and split my face. So I defended myself. And I mean, fuck yeah. I don't see anything wrong so far. So Andy asks, which I'm proud of him actually for asking this, because I didn't even see them. I didn't see them asking this. I didn't think they were going to. Where they correct Ashley, because of course Ashley's version is, well, Candace had been calling Deborah all these names. She'd been calling her vermin, and she'd been calling her cockroach, and she'd been doing all this stuff. And so then Deborah, you know, making it sound like Candace's mouth is the reason that Deborah went off, when that is not the case. Fucking lying Ashley again. And that's not the case. It's what we heard, which is Deborah coming over and trying to start a fight to get airtime, even though the cameras were down, which proves yet again how bad Deborah is at this.
I know. So, yeah, Andy's like, so what happened? What were you calling names, Deborah names all evening, Candace? Like, was it out of nowhere? And Candace is like, yeah, it was out of nowhere. We were all celebrating. We're happy. We're eating shrimp, which I really like the shrimp detail. She's like, I was in a great place. I mean, there were shrimp, you know? And she comes all the way over and gets right in my face and says, do you have something you want to say to me? And then you saw what happened from there. But like when she was referring, like when I was referring to her as the help, and whatever else I said, like she's vermin or she's Oscar the Grouch, all of which I meant, it was after she had gotten in my face and tried to engage in a moment.
And so Mia's like, well, I have something to say about that. And I'm not going to do it slowly so I don't offend anybody. Okay, maybe just think slow on purpose.
I would like to say someone who say something as a representative of both coasts of this nation. As we all know, as a bilabial person who lives in both California and Potomac sometimes, bilabial, I just have to
fucking idiot.
As a bicyclic person.
As a bi beach bilabial person.
She said that basically Deborah came up to her and was like, so I'm only a four, Mia. I'm only a four, because last season Mia said that Deborah was only a four. And Mia's like, no, I said, you're a black queen. We're all tens. And it was like squashed. And had I said, no, bitch, you're a four, she probably would have thrown a drink in my face. But she didn't, because I said we're tens. So basically, what Mia's trying to say is like on one level she's saying Deborah was ready to punch someone and luckily I avoided it. But I think that what Mia's really trying to say is I know how to de-escalate a situation and Candace doesn't.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to de-escalate a crazy person, no. Which is the point.
No. Like,
it doesn't even matter what Candace's mouth did at that point. It had nothing to do with that. There's no reason for someone to come up. That girl obviously had a drink ready to throw. She was trying to make a moment. She came up, she started a fight, and she threw a drink. And it failed, like everything else Deborah fucking does on this show. And try and turn around and blame Candace is shit. That's shit of Mia. She shouldn't do that. That's bullshit. So, and now they're saying this is Candace's fault because Candace has the mouth and sometimes you're going to get popped. But we just heard that none of this was because of anything that Candace had said. This girl had already come at Candace ready to throw the drink and ready to start a fight, which is why Kierna was in the middle of it, because she was blocking the fight that this girl was already starting before Candace could say anything to her. So give me a fucking break.
So Andy's like, well, Giselle, you're upset that this happened at your event. You know, what did you think of it after you saw the footage? And she's like, I think that after looking at the footage, I think everyone is responsible. I think Deborah, and Candace, and Wendy, and Kierna, everyone's responsible. And everyone's like, what?
That's bullshit. And also, if everybody's responsible, then you're fucking responsible because you were on last season when Deborah came on and tried to start all this bullshit. And you were sitting there laughing and encouraging her and inviting her to sit. To places where she could try and ruin somebody's marriage again, Giselle. A fucking gang, you did this. So if we're all going to get in trouble because this escalated because of people's words, then your words were pretty instrumental in making Deborah into the monster that she is. So where's your blame?
Yeah. So then Giselle does retract a little bit. She takes Wendy out of it. But
too late.
So Candace is like, oh well, like she took back that Wendy's responsible, but somehow Candace is responsible. And Giselle's like, well, trying to start a business, and it being on TMZ, for there to be a brawl, is disturbing. I was like, you should be so lucky you have that publicity for your shitty leggings exactly. that you're trying to pass off as athleisure. I mean, like, you know what's actually a really bad thing to associate with your brand, being on The Real Housewives. I mean, honestly, has there been a truly successful fashion label that's come out of The Real Housewives? Maybe there has been one that I'm not thinking of, but I'm pretty sure the answer to that is no.
Yeah. So then Karen's like, all right, Ashley, I just want to clear something up, Ashley. All right, Ashley. Candace. What actually happened? I don't want to quote you. You were calling a varmint, you dirty varmint, holding two little guns, poking them in the air, doing a little dance, a little mustache, were you? She's like, no, vermin. She's like, no, varmint, you better watch out, you little varmint. Kill the wabbit, you saying, as you tiptoed through the forest.
Let me be very clear. There is a wabbit. You're not the wabbit, I'm not the wabbit, but there is a wabbit.
And we will kill that wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
Let me be very clear right now. This is no space for vomits.
So Candace tells her side, which is the cameras were down. This girl walks up to her. She's standing with her champagne. Candace is standing there with champagne. She came from this direction, walked over, got in my face. And said, you have something that you want to tell me? And she said, basically, she popped off to her and was like, no, I don't want to speak to the help or whatever. And Mia's like, but you can't do that. You can't talk to people like that. The fuck
Candace
I
like,
can't.
Yes, I can. Candace like, yes, I can. And Mia's like,
but no, I mean, Candace.
And Candace is like, you cannot tell me how to respond to someone who has already threatened me and been disrespectful to me. And she goes, well, then that's why she threw a drink. Which
Mia's
totally absolves
someone throwing a drink, because that was Mia last season. So Mia's basically fighting for herself here and saying that throwing a drink at somebody isn't that big of a deal. And also, it's kind of funny because last season she missed as well. So it's like no one on this show even knows how to throw a drink. I mean, we've got two fails out of two.
Yeah. Really, people have to, if you're going to do it, just aim. Take some classes.
And take it from two gays who cannot aim things.
So then Andy's asking about the champagne bottle. Like, did you really think you were going to swing that champagne bottle at her? And Candace is like, well, I don't know what I would have done. I know that, you know, I turned around and I saw this person lunging at me, and I'm not expecting you all to fight for me. So I'm on my own, okay? Listen, once you've been smacked by your mother's purse in the face, you know to always grab a weapon as soon as possible.
So she's like, crying, which is kind of ridiculous because it's Candace. So, of course, she's crying. But at the same time, she's right. Like, literally, none of them are going to stand up for her. Although, Kay was in the process of rolling around on the floor with this girl standing up for her in a way. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's got a point that this cast is no help. So Andy's like, well, Ashley said in an interview that you still put blame on Candace for going too far with her mouth. So why did you feel like her mouth was the issue? And Ashley's like, because her words do play a factor. And Candace is like, it's always Candace, always Candace.
And she's like, I didn't say it was your fault. You justified violence against me again. And Ashley's like, no, I'm not attributing that horrendous incident to you. Just your words. you know, instigated it and made it more explosive. So it's like, okay, so if Ashley is saying that Candace's words are at fault, then that means that Ashley should be totally comfortable with acknowledging that she also is responsible for bringing this lunatic to this party. Exactly. If you decide that your logic is that, like, everyone contributes to the chaos, then guess what, Ashley? You have Kiarna's blood on your hands too.
Yeah, and this whole thing is also just so clearly what Ashley and Giselle do. And Robin too, but Robin's more boring about it. It's so clearly what they do, where they just try to incite and then blame Candace somehow. It's like, okay, right. we're going to bring Deborah on again and come for her again because the season has sucked. And let's just take Candace down while we're at it. Like, let's just finish this off with a really good one. So you bring Deborah on to start a fight with her. And then the cameras get taken down. It's not shown, which is what they wanted. And then they're still trying to blame Candace for it and get Candace taken down over it when it's something they instigated. And you cannot tell me that Ashley did not instigate this whole fucking thing by bringing Deborah.
She 100% instigated it.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, if you're going to point fingers about instigation, like, you are the one, you're instigator zero then. Yeah. So I think that's a clearer way of what I was trying to say, which is that, like, you can't be mad at Candace for inciting something, for claiming that she incited something without taking responsibility for your role in inciting something. So it's either it's one way or the other, but you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, so Candace is saying, okay, so here we are again, saying that you're equating me using my words. You're saying that trumps someone being physical. And Andy's like, no one said your words trump that. They're just saying your words play a part. And she's like, no, they don't. Well, first of all, of course, Candace does have a mouth. Everybody knows it. But it doesn't have a place in this discussion, I don't think. Because physical, you can't equate that. Physical violence and that.
No, I mean,
this girl literally came at her to physically attack her.
Yeah, the physical, like, there's just never any justification for the physical, you know. I mean, look, I'm a de-escalator. My love language is de-escalating things. Like, it's my favorite thing to do is to de-escalate a situation. So for me, I'm all about de-escalating a situation. But whether there's de-escalation or not, one thing has nothing to do with the violence. Like, if you're going to, like, come and attack someone, like, it should not be like you shouldn't attack someone, whether it's de-escalated or not.
So, Andy,
you shouldn't need to be de-escalated.
Right.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Andy's saying, well, what they're saying is that you were playing with a loaded gun. And she's like, well, I'm also a loaded gun. What about that? And Mia's like, we know. And he goes, I know, but you're with your words, you're not gonna. And she goes, yeah, because if we fought, then I don't know what would have happened, right? And so Andy's like, well, Ashley, did you invite Deborah just to stir things up with her? Because it seemed like she only came in last season to drop bombs about people's husbands. And Ashley's like, well, everyone thinks I invited her to be messy, but I didn't, you know? Like, she had previously expressed to me that she wanted to clear the air with Candace. On camera, what do you think that is? That is mess. Your friend who went around accusing people's husbands of trying to cheat on them with her, you're going to bring her on just to clear the air? That's bringing her on to fight, Ashley. Thank you for the confession. What the hell?
And if she wanted to clear the air with Candace, she would have cleared the air with Candace. Call she her. Would not have gone up to her and said, so what? I'm like, I'm Sesame Street? Is that what I am? I'm Sesame Street? So that's not clearing the air. That's just someone who wants to confront. And like you said, she's bad at it. She didn't even do it on camera. So so Ashley's basically saying she's no longer close to her. And, you know, she apologizes to Kiarna and everything. And it's not something she wanted to happen at their event. I mean, here was GNA ready to take down Kate Hudson, kick her off the throne of athleisure. And it's all been derailed by Deborah. They were so close to having it all.
What's Kate Hudson's?
Kate Hudson has Fabletics.
She does?
Yeah.
What's hers? Fabletics is her?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, hi, Fabletics. We love you.
We love Fabletics. So anyway...
It's so funny. I didn't know that was Kate Hudson. Please don't leave us as a sponsor. Love you. Okay, love you, Kate. So then Ashley's like, yeah, well, she was a close friend, but she's not now, but I'm sorry. And so Andy says, do you accept that, Kay? And she's like, well, Ashley's the queen of the aftermath apologies. And Ashley gives this face like, I cannot believe she would say that about me, as if we don't all have a television that we're watching you on currently. And so Andy's like, okay, anything else you want to say before we let you go? I hear your stomach gurgling and nobody's going to ask you about it.
So, go ahead. So Kiana basically thanks Karen. She said, you know, Karen rode with her in the ambulance and Kiana was obviously very shaken up by this. She said she's never been in a situation like this in her life. And like the only person who would have been in the ambulance with her would have been her mom, and her mom obviously wasn't there. And Karen's like, don't make me cry. Let me be very clear. I don't want anyone or any vomit to make me cry, so don't make me cry.
I must say, at this very special event, that I accept this award for everything that I've done for this K community, okay? I've never wanted to see anybody grow through it, which is why I grew up with the intention of helping any woman wear a bra. Karen gives a fucking speech like she's winning an Oscar. You rode in the ambulance with somebody because you were at a filming day you wanted to get the fuck out of. Like, you're not winning the Nobel Peace Prize here, lady.
Let me be very clear here. Okay, violence against any of us, even against Robin, we do not condone, and I would take care of Robin. I would. It would be boring and unsatisfying, but I would take care of her, and I'm pretty sure she would take care of me, too. Because guess what? I am clear, and I'm letting you see me be clear right now in this moment. I would do it for all of you. Thank you, and I want to thank the Academy for this great honor. It was the pleasure of my lifetime.
I would also like to take a stand against the visual violence that Robin's terrible fashion is inflicting on the rest of us with the eyes. I'll take a stand, and you're welcome, Kay. You're welcome.
So they get rid of Kiana, and then we sort of just like, we come to an end here, which is basically that no one, Andy's like, does anyone want to take accountability? Does anyone want to resolve anything? Does anyone want to do anything to move forward? And she's like, maybe I hug someone? And like, literally no one wants to do anything. I mean, Robin and Candace sort of, like, Robin is like, I don't have any anger towards Candace. It's just like, I just don't have animosity, no hatred. I just hate her and have animosity to her, that's all. And I can say the same, because you know what? I mourned our friendship all season, and now I'm in a neutral place. So the ball is in your court, Robin.
It's not in my court. How could you say that when Juan lost his ball job?
So then, so they're not going to. I don't think anybody really expected them to. But man, when Andy gives a lecture at the beginning of the reunion that your season absolutely sucked, and the only way you're going to redeem yourselves is if you all apologize and promise to shoot with each other, which is basically what that speech meant. And you're going to end a 12-hour day by all saying, nope, I'm not going to do it still. What do you think is going to happen, you dopes? Oh, my God. And if this was shot before the season had aired and they were still this confident and thinking, well, we're Potomac. We're one of the biggest shows on Bravo. We're going to be fine. Like, they're not going to fire us. But the fact that it happened 4 to 5 weeks before... And they knew that the season was tanking. They knew the audience's reaction to this season, and this is still how they show up to work. Bye. Bye now. You did this to yourselves. Bye.
Yeah. So the final toast is they take out pie, because Karen had that pie analogy earlier in the season, and they hand out frozen pie. And
that's sad.
It's just I'm glad it's over. Let's just put it that way. I'm glad it's over. It was a rough season. It was a pretty good reunion, actually, but it was a rough season. And looking forward to the changes they're going to have to make.
I don't think it was a good reunion at all. I think it was horrible. No one admitted to anything. No one had a real conversation that they didn't just lie their asses their way through. No one took everything was a storyline we couldn't discuss. Everything, Michael's, the whole relationship with Ashley, that fake ass thing, nobody called them out on it. You know, it's just lame. The best part was watching Chris let Giselle have it for 5 seconds.
I guess I thought parts one and part two were pretty good. Maybe this episode was not a good one. This did not need to be a 3-part reunion. I think everyone was shocked when it was announced as a 3-parter. And it did not need to be a 3-parter. Like so much of the season, it was stretched out and uninteresting. this last episode. And I don't know. This was a real depressing thing to go through, is watching one of our favorite shows be so bad, like so deeply bad all season long. And I just hope they fix it. They better fix it, because it's not fair.
Yeah,
not fair that they would do this to this
cast.
And
I hope they also like kind of do a little looking to the future, because they seem to be waiting for years after there's a problem. I mean, you could see last year was still good. It was still a good season, but you could see that it was like, okay, well, it's the same old thing. No one's going to resolve anything. They had come to an impasse already last season, and everybody kind of saw the writing on the wall, but they didn't do anything about it. You know, they were just like, meh, we'll bring in NECA, which isn't really doing much to be, I mean,
unless, well, you know what, though,
unless she had some kind of audition tape that was completely different than what we've seen on this show, that wasn't the most inspired casting. So, you know, like when you see this stuff happening, don't wait for years to do anything about it. I mean, that's what they did with Atlanta too, where it's like years later and they're finally addressing it, you know, after it could be too late.
Yeah. I have, you know, I've always had this longstanding theory that if you have even just one person on a cast who is not being forthcoming about their life, it actually, it affects the entire show, and it ruins it, because usually when one person holds back, then other people decide they're going to hold back too. A lot of times they feel like it's not fair. Like, I put my life out there, they're not putting their life, so I'm not going to put my life too, because why should I? And then all of a sudden everyone starts self-producing. And I think you have Robin protecting Juan, not wanting to put her shit out there. And I think we just start to see like a domino effect. I don't know if it begins with Robin or, you know, with other things. I don't mind when Karen does it, because Karen's always been like that. She's like, because she's such a bad protector, it always comes out, and it's hilarious trying to watch her pretend, like try to produce, and she fails at it. That's fine when Karen does it. She gets a pass. But, you know, you have Robin doing it, and then it just spreads. You have Ashley doing it too with Michael, and it's bad. They need to cut that out and remind people that they are there to do a job, and you have to put it all out there.
So what are your predictions then? We know that Robin and Candace aren't coming back. Who do you think will come back?
I think Karen and Giselle are coming back. I think Wendy will come back. I think Ashley will come back. I think Mia will come back. I think honestly the only other one they might get rid of is NECA.
I think they're going to keep Giselle and Karen for sure. I think they're going to keep NECA. I think they're going to get rid of Wendy. And they're going to either make Ashley a friend of or get rid of Ashley. And they'll make Kierna. They'll either make Kierna full-time or bring her back as a friend again.
I think Kierna could be a friend again. I don't know if she was charismatic enough to be a full housewife. I don't know. I don't know about Wendy. I mean, Like it felt very much to me like Wendy had sort of a run out of steam this season, but I can see them keeping her around. I don't know. You may be right. You may be right on that
one. Yeah, who knows? But I don't know anything. It's just a fun to guess. It's fun to guess.
It's a fun.
Okay.
It's a fun to guess.
Well, that brings us to the end of this long-ass Potomac and Summer House episode. I was going to say fun. That would be a lie. It was fun to talk about it, though. And I look forward to the show getting it together, because, you know, love this show in general. And I think it deserves better. Hopefully it will get better. And everybody, thank you so much for being with us for this season. And we'll be back later. Thanks for being with us on Patreon, etc. Go get your tickets for live show stuff over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will talk to you next time. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a Canon Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.